Going into any election, there are a certain number of state legislative seats that have all but been decided in advance. That's partly because of the way the states divvied up into legislative districts every 10 years. A certain number of safe seats get set aside for both parties. Lawmakers have a hand in drawing up the map themselves, which Madison Assemblyman Spencer Black says is part of the problem.
When politicians draw the lines, they have one thing in mind: getting themselves reelected. When politicians redraw their own districts, the process takes longer and costs more.
Black is co-sponsoring a plan with Milwaukee Assemblyman Fred Kessler that would have the Nonpartisan Legislative Technology Services Bureau draw up three potential maps. The final draft would be chosen by a board that includes the state attorney general, treasurer, superintendent, and secretary of state, along with a member appointed by the Supreme Court. Representative Kessler says it would encourage the political parties to run candidates who have cross-party appeal.
That's, I think, one of the serious problems that we have right now in politics, is that there tends to be a much more of a play to the base.
The map would get drawn up so that 20 assembly districts and 7 Senate districts would have a partisan split of less than 1%. Black and Kessler's plan would need approval by 2 sessions of the legislature and a majority of voters to become law. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.